Found my way every day with. Oh, you fill my way, my way every day with love. Oh, as I walk with the heavenly love. Oh, you let me go all the while. Fill my way every day with love. Oh, keep me close, keep me close to the side of my Savior and guide. Oh, let me never in another trouble. Oh, keep my path free from wrath and my soul satisfied. Oh, fill my way every day with. Oh, you fill my way. Oh, every day with love. Oh, as I walk with the heavenly, oh, it undoable, let me go. Oh, all the while. With a song and a smile. Oh, fill my way every day with love. Oh, soon the race will be over, and I'll travel no more. Oh, part of mine in my home above, oh, above. As it can, oh, all the way to the shore. Oh, fill my way every day with. Oh, you fill my way. Oh, every day with love. For as I walk with the heavenly double it out the hook. I walk with the heavenly, oh, let me go all the while with a song and a smile. Fulfill my way every day with love. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Amen. Oh, amen and amen. Oh, man. Let's sing the song. This is like heaven to me. Amen. Who can understand we are so happy and oh, we've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven. Oh, hallelujah. This is like heaven. Oh, praise God, this is like heaven. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, so when we are happy, we sing and we shout. Some don't understand us, you see. We're filled with the Spirit, there is no doubt, and this is like heaven. Oh, hallelujah, this is like heaven. Oh, praise God, this is like heaven. Oh, I've crossed over Jordan to Canaan's fair riches thy given to me. Oh, with heaven's sweet music, the heavenly chord, from glory land over the sea. As soul thrill and man sing from Jesus our Lord, and this is thy heaven. Oh, it's like heaven. Like heaven to me, praise God. This is like heaven. Oh, it's like heaven. I've crossed over the Jordan to Canaan's land, and this is like heaven to me. Oh, this is like heaven. Oh, praise God. This is like heaven to me. Oh, it is. I've crossed over the Jordan to Canaan's land, and this is like heaven.
Amen. It's like heaven to you tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's worship him tonight. Oh, we don't want to be passed by tonight. Let's sing the song, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Amen. Hear my humble cry.
Calling, no one calling,
oh, do have I, oh, whom have I honored beside me, my Savior, oh, in heaven by my Lord and Jesus, oh, Savior,
to this evening in Jesus' name. Let's open our Bible straight away to the book of Daniel chapter 10. Let's just get a thought from the book of Daniel, this very familiar scripture. Daniel 10 from 12. Thank you very much, brother. Daniel 10 from verse 12. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that thou didst set thine heart to understand and to chasten thyself before thy God, thy words were heard. Amen. And I'm come for thy words. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the kings of Persia. And now I'm come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. Heavenly Father, once again, we bring ourselves before Thee, Lord, and we ask for Your mercy, Lord. Father, that's all we desire. We just ask for Your grace upon this day. Father, having gathered in this place, having gathered in Your name, so glad to be Your people. Father, we've come to learn of You. Father, we've come to commune with You, to fellowship with You. We just want to be better equipped as Your sons and daughters, Lord. Father, we just want to go forth in Your precious name. And that's how we're praying, Lord, for this evening, Lord. We pray for Thy word that we've read. Won't You lead us and guide us aright, Lord? Father, won't You, Lord, speak something unto us, Lord, that would quicken us upon this day. That, Father, You may be glorified. That Your will may be done. As, Father, we bring it before Thee in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Saints, you may be seated. We've been looking at this one of creating an atmosphere. And I just wanted to take a quote here, just what the prophet was speaking, just about certain things, like we're looking at what hinder an atmosphere, but certain things that need to be done concerning an atmosphere. Just bearing in mind the scripture that we just read of what was happening in heavenly places. Now the prophet says in the message, Second Coming of the Lord, he says, I love to have a meeting in the church. I know I've read this once before. Many places, we have them in stadiums and out in the outdoors and in the arenas. And there's something different when you have it in the church. There's a sweeter, closer fellowship when you're in the church. Out in those arenas, worldly places, we're grateful for the privilege of being there. But it seems like you have an oppression, like a demon power that you have to break through before the revival ever starts. And then when you come into the church, it's a place where God dwells. It's coming to His house to have a meeting. But the principle there is exactly the same as the angel was saying to Daniel, is that it seems like you have to break through before God comes through. We know that, and it's an obvious point because there's got to be an opposition. If you're trying to seek some sort of a spiritual blessing, you're trying to seek to get somewhere in spiritual heavenly places, you're going to have certain things that are going to oppose you. The prophet's in a prayer line in the manifestation of the Spirit, he says, You are a human and I am a human, and in you is a spirit of sickness or something. And whatever it is, it knows that if I can get you to believe, it's got to leave you. And that's the reason it fights so. That's what makes it such a pull. And it's got a kindred spirit out there pulling the same way for help. So you find that in the spiritual realm, there's going to have to be powers and principalities. There's going to have to be opposition. There's going to have to be certain things that you have to break through if you're trying to get things to a certain place. If you've come down in the spirit and then you want it to raise up, you find you're going to have to break through something. There's going to have to be an opposition. There's going to have to be some resistance that you're going to have to break through to get yourself back into the heavenly realm that you used to be. It has to be like that all the time. Now listen how the prophet explains this. I read this quote just once a few weeks back in another context, but it's in the message, "For him will I accept." And he's in the prayer line and he breaks into that realm. You know the prophet, how he could break through the veil and he could see what was happening in heavenly places. And the prophet could see this warfare that was taking place in this prayer line, in this meeting, this healing meeting. He says, "Oh, how I see them people out there. Just seems like it becomes a mess to me. Oh, if I could just break that spirit that's above you right now." That's all. Satan waving his black wings around there, trying to do his best to keep you from believing. He says, if there's some way that that could just move away, then there would be nothing between you and the glory land of God, which would fall upon you and heal every person here. So the prophet, he could see it. He could see the glory. He could see the Shekinah. He could see all of the redemptive blessings. But he could see between the people and the blessing that was wanting to rain down upon the people, there was darkness. There was like dark wings. It was doubt. It was suspicion and all those kind of things. And the prophet says, if there could just be some way that I could remove that out of the way, he says, the glory of God would fall upon you. Then he says, and every person would be healed. You know, it reminds you of the house of Cornelius. You know, when the word was preached and that last doubt was answered by the word, then the Holy Ghost fell through upon the people. You know, and this is the real battle that there is in having any success in anything spiritually. If we're looking to have good meetings this coming weekend, you know, it's this kind of a thing that we've got to overcome. You know, these kind of things of uncertainties and doubts and all those kind of things, disunities, these are all a darkness. When the prophet would see it in that realm, he would see the glory, he'd see the desire of God. He would see how God has purchased everything for his people and how the Lord wants to bless his people. But he would see the thing that was in the middle. And he says, if only I could in some way cast that thing away. He says, then there would be nothing between the saints and the glory of God. God's glory would so visit the people. And that's the way that it is. The devil always tries his best to keep us from believing. You even find it between believers. You find so many times there's nothing of substance between two believers, but there's a shadow, there's a darkness. You know, the devils come in, there's a suspicion, there's an uncertainty. You know, there's those kind of things, a confusion. All of these things, the prophet says, are darkness. And you'll find those things come in, and unless those things are dealt with, you can never have the fullness of blessing in your relationship with somebody. You've got to thoroughly deal with those things. I've learned that if you only deal with them halfway, you know, you might have a temporary relief, but you're going to have the same problem down the way again. It's like you've got to really, really deal with those things. And so many times, there's no substance to these things. It's just the devil has come and he's waving his black wings between two people. And it's the glory wanting to come together to bring the full blessing. But it's this that holds back God from manifesting his glory. He says in Jesus Christ the same, he says, I think there's nothing any more precious than to see a unified people in the Spirit of the Lord. To be in unity, all agreeing. That's why the 10 days they were waiting for the original and first outpouring of the Holy Spirit must have been a unifying time of the people. And every time that man gets together like that since then, the Holy Spirit always meets with him. Every time there's that darkness, that suspicion, Those disciples had to get those things out of the way between them. You know, they had to go in those 10 days and pray and seek God and worship and then, you know, go to their brethren and iron out everything that was between them. And then there was nothing. There was no darkness there anymore. It just got to the stage that the darkness was becoming less and less and less. And then on that 10th day, the final thing was there and the glory of God fell through upon those people. You know, and that's the principle. And the prophet says, every time man gets together like that, since then, the Holy Spirit will always meet with them. But we know that there's work to be done on those kind of things. It's like if you wanted to break through something, you've got to have a determination. No, whatever it is inside of your life where you've allowed the devil to get a grip once again, you've got to be determined to get that thing out of your life. You've got to be thorough. You've got to search yourself. You've got to deal with the cause of that to get that obstacle out of the way before the Lord can really have his way. Now listen how he explains it in the message, Believing God. He says, you are God's child. Satan has put that affliction upon you. And you know, Christ has already healed every one of you. So in God's eyes, it's completely finished. That's how the prophet says, God cannot heal you. He's already healed you. God cannot save you. Already saved you 2,000 years ago. But there's something that comes between us and the faith to accept that. And that's where the challenge comes in. There's nothing more that God can do for us that he hasn't already done. When Christ died on the cross and he said, it's finished. It was finished. He absolutely conquered the devil. He conquered sin. He conquered sickness. He conquered the grave. He conquered whatever is against us. That the great battle comes in. And where, like the prophet says, the press comes in. Is that the devil doesn't want us to break into that realm. To fully understand and accept what Christ has done for us. That's where the battlefield is. And he says, a sinner comes to the altar. And he says, Brother Branham, I want you to pray for me. I want to be good, but you pray for me. And then he goes back to his seat. He says, and then the next night, you say, how many wants to be saved? And here he stands up again. You want to be saved, young man? Yes, sir. Well, why don't you get saved? I don't know. The prophet says, the devil's holding that boy. Can you see there's a desire inside and there's the glory of God that wants to meet that desire. But there's a darkness, there's a devil that comes in the way. So the young man comes to the altar, but he doesn't do a thorough enough job. He doesn't get to the stage to break through that oppression, to break through that darkness, right into the glory of God. So God can do what he always wanted to do, which is to pour redemption and salvation into the life of the person. So because the person doesn't break through that night, they go back to that seat and there's still that darkness there on them. And there's still uncertainty and there's still all of that guilt and all of those kind of things. And the next day, you know, when the Holy Ghost starts dealing with them again, they come back to the altar. Now that's why you've got to break through these things. The prophet says before you can have a revival, there's something you've got to break through first. And you've got to expect it. It's a wolf. It's the devil. He's going to stand in the between you and the blessing. He's always going to do it. That's his job. The prophet says, the devil's holding that boy. That's all. He wants to do right, but there's a spirit, a power that won't let him do right. Now then you start to understand why so many more things happen when you have conventions or when you have special meetings. Because you're giving so much more opportunity for the Lord to deal with that darkness that is coming between people and the promise. That is coming between people and the blessing. Like the prophet says, you just come in on a Sunday, then you just come back again next Sunday. You know, whatever the Lord's tried to do to deal with that darkness this week, by the time you come back next week, you know, he's had the whole week to stir up more and bring more inside of your life. But when you really, really decide now's the time, I want to deal with some of these things in my life that need to be dealt with. You know, the prophet, I read the quote before. I don't have the quote with me, but the prophet says, I'd like to say a few things that's really essential concerning divine healing. I remember once reading it at Brother Tony and Sister Ruda's house when he had a house meeting. He says, I want to speak of a few things that's essential concerning healing. And it's the same as anything to do with redemption. This is an essential principle, something you can't do without. It says some of the things that I think that hinders our services many places. It's because of the lack of time of staying. Amen. He says the meeting should stay for 30 days. My. But we get Laodiceans. We don't want 30 days of meetings. And we wonder why we never really quite break through, and our children never break through, and we have afflictions that we struggle to overcome. And you know, we can go so far, but you never seem to break fully into the blessing. The prophet understood this principle of dealing with that darkness. You know, when God starts to deal with, in this warfare starts going forth, it's never, generally speaking, overcome in a day. Never. It's a process. It's a campaign. That's why the prophet would go out and have the campaign in Toledo. The campaign in a certain place. It was a campaign. Now, any military general knows he's never going to win the war in one battle. It's going to be a campaign. He's got to win here. Then from that victory, he's got to build on to there and take this and take that. Then he completely defeats the enemy. But it's a process. And that's how it is in dealing with these things as well. And that's why they had to go into the upper room for 10 days. Amen. It wasn't enough just the first day. Yes, it was good. They were believers, you know, and God was dealing with them in a way. But each day, you can imagine, as they started to deal with the issues and God started to deal with them, something started to change in the atmosphere. In those heavenly places where there was darkness and confusion and the devil was waving his dark wings, that started to lose its grip. And the prophet could see it in our age. He could see in that realm, and he could see the color changing. He said it's becoming milky white. That's what he would call it. You know, when that faith would build up and the atmosphere would get to a certain place, the prophet would say it's getting milky in that spiritual realm. And then finally he'd even get to the stage. I'll read the quote. He says, I can't even see the audience anymore. No, the faith would build and the atmosphere would build. And in that atmosphere, the devil has no chance. Amen. And that's why it's in his interest, it's his objective, not to allow that to happen. Amen. And to get that to happen, generally speaking, you've got to build up momentum, spiritually speaking. You've got to build up momentum. So the prophet says, it's because of the lack of time of staying. The meeting should stay 30 days. Each day just builds and builds and builds, and the healing results, oh, there's no comparison to the difference, he says. You know, by the time you're getting further and further and further into it, because you're starting to deal with this realm that's between you and the glory of God. You're starting to deal and wage warfare, and God is waging warfare through gifts and waging warfare through worship and all the different things that you use, that God uses and quickens to wage warfare in that spiritual realm. That darkness starts to lose its grip. It tries to fight back, it starts to kick, but as the faith builds, as the momentum builds, as people start getting into the spirit of what's being done, now there's commotion there in spiritual places. There's a great warfare until finally, by the grace of God, you get it to a stage where something breaks. And then God falls down, falls through. And you've had it in your own experience. That sometimes you try to seek the Lord and you get up in the morning and it's not easy. And you try to pray in the evening and it's like there's some oppression. And you get up the next day, maybe you fast and you pray and you start to seek the Lord. And you're seeking Him with all your heart. And then there comes a certain breaking point. Something just breaks and then you enter the presence of God. And like the enemy has lost his grip. But friends, it really does need a determination. That really does need believers to say, let's focus on this. You know, let's not come for one service on the weekend, you don't come for another, and you come the following week. No, we've got some real good services coming up. We've got 4 services on the weekend. We've got some Christmas services coming during the week next week. Then we've got Brother Crosby the next weekend after that. I think it's about 8 services coming up. Friends, those 8 services could achieve a lot. If we as the sons and daughters of God are prepared to take advantage of this campaign that's before us. Amen. That if you look at this and say, let momentum build. Let's support. Let's be there. Let's do all that we can. But friends, we were last night consoling Sister Shaky there at Brother Francois's house. And there were a lot of people there. But there's not so many people here. But it's difficult like that where you have something starting to build one night and the next night there's not so much. You know, it's like some people are there last night, some are, you know, it's like it's difficult. And I'd really say, saints, let's pray about that tonight. Let's really pray that the Lord will help his sons and his daughters, that we put our focus on, you know, what God really desires to be done in these meetings. And that we lay aside everything else which we don't really need, everything that's unnecessary, and get a momentum. And let's really get into the thing so that God can raise things up into that realm. The prophet continues on in that message, believing God. He says, it's the devil holding that boy. He wants to do right, but there's a spirit, a power that won't let him do right. He says, now here it is. No wonder God would never let a true man of God ever say that he could heal somebody. Christ did that when he died. I cannot save anybody. No one else can save anybody but God. And God can't save you because he's already done it. The only thing you have to do is accept it. It's already done. I wasn't saved 20 years ago. I was saved 1900 years ago. But 20 years ago, I received it and accepted it. I was healed 1900 years ago, but I've got to accept it. Now, this is where the battle comes in. Is that God's done it for us. The victory is already won. But there's a warfare, there's an oppression, there's a devil that's going to come and say, no, wait for another day. Or maybe it's not for you. Or you've been prayed for before. You know, you've done these things before, but you never received your healing. Now, that's the warfare that you've got to break through. And then you realize, but it's finished. Christ already done it for me. There's nothing more that Christ can do for us. Absolutely nothing. He's done everything. Purchased everything. Down the line of redemption for us. But what else can he do for us? The prophet says, the only thing that kept me from being saved when I was a 12-year-old was because a spirit hung over me. The devil saying, wait a little while longer. You see that? And that's why we were speaking when we had it to the deacons meeting the other day to say we're trying to arrange some meetings for next year to focus on the young children, like we said. There's one minister from America who's very good at dealing with the 8 to 12-year-olds. Because you wonder why, you know, there's no reason why a child at that age can't break through. But there's got to be ministry. There's got to be something that removes that darkness. That God starts dealing through gifted people with the darkness that lays between that young child's soul and salvation. And that's why you have those kind of meetings to deal with that. And by the grace of God, as the meetings build, many of them break into that realm at a young age. And then if you arrange something again for the children just a little bit older than that, there's one brother from America we want to invite as well. And have some special meetings on that. You know, because you find it many times, Brother Will testify as well, that just one meeting once, it doesn't do that much. But it's when you have a campaign, when you focus on that, when you have the right person with a gift who's been called down that line to deal with that darkness of that age group, who understands what normally comes between the soul that's at that age and the glory of God and can be used of the Holy Ghost to minister in that realm and wage warfare there, then things could break through into a place maybe they haven't broken through before. And like when the saints went to Switzerland, it was like that. You know, it's a campaign, it's building up. And they're saying it's good, but you haven't broken through to the place that you want to be yet. And then there comes that certain meeting, a certain time, when something happens in the atmosphere, and then they broke through into a place. And then the meeting goes on into the early hours of the morning. But that's exactly how it has to be. And that's what the prophet continually said. The prophet says, that's the reason you weren't saved when you became the age of accountability. A spirit. You got with a crowd and that hovered over you and kept hanging over you. You wanted to do right. There's not a man that's got his right mind but wants to do right. But there's something won't let you do right. That's the devil. But Christ paid for your healing and your salvation. So where do we need to wage warfare? It's against that devil. Against that devil of doubt, that devil of unbelief, that devil of lukewarmness, whatever it is. Now whatever influence, because maybe your children have got caught up with some crowd and there's an influence, or atheism's caught some of them, like one of our young brothers. That's a devil. That's a spirit. And friends, you only overcome spirits by waging warfare in spiritual heavenly places. And even Jesus said, we said it, do you know how he quoted, Jesus said it many times, and the prophet quotes it so many, some only come out by prayer and fasting. Yeah. You can tell there's a stubbornness, there's an oppression, there's a working of the enemy. And it needs a concentration of spiritual forces to focus against that thing, to break the power of that thing so that God can do what He always wanted to do and show forth His glory, which He's already purchased for us. Now the prophet goes on to get to the point. He says, now here it is. He says, you get ready. He commissioned His church to cast them devils out. And He says, and the preaching of the word casts out devils. And that's why when you have meetings and people come prayed up and people come and get into worship, and then ministers come and they preach and you have special meetings one after another, it casts out devils. It casts out that darkness. And then people have had sickness for a long time. All of a sudden they get healed. And people that are on the verge of making a decision for Christ have been sitting on the fence. Those meetings as you're waging warfare against those, that darkness over the lives of people, the darkness is driven back. Now there's nothing between that person and the glory of God. And then they receive their salvation, they receive their healing. But you need those kind of a meetings. You need that kind of a building something up. So the prophet says he commissioned his church to cast them devils out. It says, in my name they shall cast out devils. It says, you aren't going to heal anybody, but you're going to cast the devil away from them so they can accept the healing that's already been done. So that devil that's there saying that's not for you, that devil that's there saying you've been sick for a long time, that devil that's there saying you don't have enough faith, that's where God now has the fivefold ministry to come and wage warfare against that demon power. Through the power of the word, through the power of the quickened word, to cast those devils out of that realm. And as people believe, and as people respond, and as the momentum builds, something starts changing in those heavenly places now. And God can do what He always wanted to do. He's always wanted to heal. He's always wanted to save. But there's been this warfare here, like in the days of Daniel, between the church and the promises of God. The prophet says, preachers stand on the platform and preach the gospel, and devils scatter. The man comes now to the altar under the conviction saying, I want to get saved. He never saved the man. He cast out the devil. That's right. And the man got saved. He came and he accepted his salvation. The same thing by divine healing. The only thing that keeps you from being well this morning, he says, is a spirit hanging over you that won't fully let you go out yonder and believe God's promise that He's already done it for you. Friends, we know these things. We experience these things. The devil wants to come with uncertainty. He wants to come with unbelief. He wants to come with confusion, suspicion. That's the works of the devil. We need to expose the works of the devil. We need to wage warfare against the works of the devil. And that's what they did in the upper room. Until there was nothing in that realm anymore. They cleared out everything in that spiritual realm. And then God looked down and said, this is so good. And God poured out the kingdom upon those people because they had done a thorough job. The prophet says that. He says, now, that's my commission. That was the prophet's commission. To wage warfare with those demon powers that were above the people that were sick. This is, that's my commission. That's what God gave me. It's what He gives every gospel preacher who will believe Him. The power and authority to break that spirit. You have the power and the authority if you will rise up to break that spirit. But sometimes we're like Gideon, we buy the wine press. And we don't realize we have the power and authority. Because the devil wants to make himself seem so big. And he's had a grip maybe in your life for so long. But it's got to come sometime. When you say, I don't want this to linger like this anymore. And friends, with these meetings coming before us, it's not just an ideal situation for us to deal with some of these things. And should we not pray like we did yesterday at Brother Francois' house? And we pray tonight, and then you pray coming up to the meetings on Saturday. Then we come prayed up to the meetings. Amen. Friends, something's going to take place. We've seen the Lord do things we appreciated, but it'll raise to another level. It'll break through into another realm. Then you'll see some of our young people breaking through to the Lord. And you'll see some of the people with afflictions that really need a touch from the Lord. During those meetings, something will break. And God's glory will be revealed. And do what He's always wanted to do. But it's a warfare. And we're all together in this warfare. But the problem is the devil wants to make us think we're not together. No, he wants to bring this and he wants to bring that. Friends, those things, we need to cast them out. Amen. That's the enemy of your own experience. That's the enemy of this church. Is allowing any dark shadow to come between you and any other soldier in the army. We shouldn't allow those kind of things. Because we're allowing that darkness to stand between us and the glory of God. No matter what the price, no matter what we have to do, we should deal with those things, friends. Because the prophet says, every time people get themselves in that condition again, God pours out His glory. He'll do it every single time. The prophet says, He's given me the power and the authority to break that spirit. He says, I believe with all my heart that every demon power that's in here this minute is already broken. He says, I believe every sick person in here right now feels a lot different. See, the prophet had been building up and now he got to the place that there was such an atmosphere. And the prophet then goes to say it. If that's right, raise your hand. And people started raising their hands. Just that atmosphere, by driving out that darkness, the sick people already felt better. Because the spirit of sickness couldn't stay in that atmosphere. Now they might go out and disbelieve and that sickness comes upon them again. That's keeping your healing when you go out. But we could create such an atmosphere that no sickness can stand in that atmosphere. That no spirit of unbelief can stand in that atmosphere. And surely that is our responsibility, saints. And it starts in prayer. And then it's in preparation as we look towards these meetings. You might be so busy in other things, that's okay. But friends, for the sake of your children, for the sake of the young people, for the sake of the sick people in our midst, for the sake of those that are in the valley of decision, they haven't yet broken through to salvation. Is it not our responsibility? Though you may be all right inside of your own life, but to be like Nehemiah, that when you hear the walls are broken down in Jerusalem, that you take it upon yourself to say, but Lord, can't you restore these things? I've heard of the affliction of my brethren. Would it not be a good thing to pray from today and pray as we get into these meetings and do all that we can to make them a success so that Christ can reveal His glory in a greater way? But friends, it starts with us. Listen to what He says in Jesus Christ the same, Tallahassee. He says, now the Holy Spirit is near you. The angel of the Lord who knows all things is over the audience at this time. He's like a cloud that hangs over you. So the prophet could see that glory. He could see the potential here now is immense. He says, you're beginning to believe. And he could see it in the atmosphere. He could see the glory cloud coming nearer and nearer and getting thicker and thicker because of the faith of the people. Because faith comes by hearing. Faith comes through God's provided channel. The prophet says, now, I'm going to ask God to give me strength to make that doubting evil spirit that would make you doubt or be confused. Take that superstition away from you that you may see the glory of God. That was his commission, was to bind those strongholds, bind those powers, bind those principalities, those doubts and uncertainties and confusions and cast them out of that place. And that's when people start getting out of wheelchairs. That's when people start throwing away their crutches. It's when the atmosphere gets like that. He says, I'm going to ask it to leave you right now. And as it leaves you, you accept your healing. He says, I want to pray and break that spirit of doubt. Then he says, Almighty God, realizing that only one thing can keep them from being healed, is unbelief. Let God move, which hangs over them there, that keeps the blessings of God from flowing by the laws of God. So the prophet prays, says, God, move that thing that's hanging over them, which is hindering the laws of God from operating. of God blessing his sons and God blessing his daughters and God healing his children. God wants to do it. It's his laws that he wants to operate. It says, I now rebuke that spirit of doubt and unbelief that hangs over this audience. May it leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Then he says, the whole building's becoming milky to me now. If you are deaf in one ear, put your finger in your ear and hear. If you are blind, look through your eyes to see. If you are crippled, stand up and walk. For God has taken care of it in Jesus' name. But it was the atmosphere. It was the atmosphere. It was dealing with that realm of uncertainty and doubt and darkness and where Satan wants to come in the way. And friends, it doesn't help in any way if we accommodate those things inside of our lives. Amen. If there's something like that, deal with it. That helps you, it helps all of us, it helps this church. Let's not leave those shadows in the way. That's where Satan dwells. That's where his power is. Get enough of that in the church and there's a great accumulation of darkness. Then you find just limited things that the Lord can do. It's not easy for his laws to operate like that. Now, he says in second coming of the Lord. In leading of the Spirit of God. He's discerning this lady. He says, do you believe your back trouble is gone? Amen. Go then and God bless you. Amen. He says, if you just have a little bit more faith, you can pick up your wheelchair and go home. He says, have faith. He says, how wonderful is our Lord Jesus. I can hardly see the audience anymore. It seems like everything's becoming milky white. The Holy Spirit's gathering in. People are believing now. He says, why didn't you do that in the beginning? You would have seen great things done. Can you see what he's saying? It took a long time in those meetings for the atmosphere to get to that place. And the prophet says, if it could have been like this in the beginning, you were going to see some great things done here. Ah, friends, let's come prepared for these meetings. Let's really pray. You know, your prayer can make a difference. Just one person, the prophet says, just two people in a church coming in the Spirit can revolutionize a church. Just two people, that's all that it needs. Then he says, how do you do so? Oh, asthma is a bad thing, but God's a healer of asthma. Go believing, it'll cease. Then he says, oh my, God wants to make you all well. I can't even see you anymore. My, imagine an atmosphere like that. That glory was just getting deeper and deeper and deeper. That's a wonderful thing, friends. Amen. But it just needs unity. It just needs faith. It just needs people to get momentum and keep that momentum going and deal with the issues and deal with the darkness and use the authority that the Scripture's given to us, that we commissioned to use to break those powers, to drive that darkness back so that God can reveal His glory. And that's what he wants to do. That's what he longs to do. I'll finish off with this one here from adoption. We know this one about being in heavenly places. The prophet says, let's stop just one more minute here. In heavenly places. He's read from Ephesians. Now, not just out anywhere, but in heavenly places. We are assembled in heavenly. It means the position of the believer. That if I'm prayed up, and you are prayed up. And the church is prayed up. And we're ready for the message. And we've assembled ourselves together as saints. Called out. Baptized with the Holy Ghost. Called, elected, set together in heavenly places. Heavenly is in our souls. Our spirits has been brought into a heavenly atmosphere. Oh, what could happen tonight? What could happen tonight if we would be sitting here in a heavenly atmosphere? And the Holy Spirit moving over every heart that's been regenerate and become a new creature. All sins under the blood. In perfect worship. With our hands up to God and our hearts lifted. Sitting in heavenly places. Worshiping together in heavenly places. He says, did you ever sit in one? He says, I've sat there till I would weep for joy. And say, God, let me never leave this place. Heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Ah, friends, and there's different levels and there's different intensities. We've tasted of that. any believers experience anything of the Lord knows what it is to get into that place. You don't want to leave that place. Oh, friends, can't you make this place a place like any of these meetings coming up ahead? Amen. That when it gets to the end of the service, you don't want to go home. Amen. Because of the atmosphere. You just want to stay on and let the musicians continue playing at the end of the service. And some people want to go home, but you want to stay in that heavenly atmosphere. And let that build on Saturday and build on Sunday. And as we get into the Christmas meetings, build up the following weekend. Something will take place as sure as the world. It has to. You're operating according to the laws of God. And it has to take place. The prophet, he speaks of this. I was going to read it the other day, but I never quite got to it. When he speaks about a perfect atmosphere. I think it's just the page before here. Now he speaks about an atmosphere that pulls away. If I can just find, yeah, here it is. Here it's from Divine Love Phoenix. It says, now, you've got to create an atmosphere and your faith will do it. They were all in the upper room with one accord. We know that. It says, get an egg, put it in the right atmosphere. It'll hatch anyhow. If a man loves God and the right kind of an atmosphere he can get into, it'll produce a newborn babe, just as certain as I'm here. Amen. So if someone's seeking for God and they come into the right atmosphere, there's going to be a birth. Amen. Someone is going to be born in that kind of an atmosphere. It says, watch what takes place. There would not be a feeble one in our midst. The crippled should walk, the blind will see. It says, that's how 25,000 was healed at one prayer in Africa. When they saw the Lord do something, it created an atmosphere. And they stepped into it. That's the pool when the waters is running right. So it's saying like when the angel would come down in the pool, it created an atmosphere. And if you would respond at that time and step into the atmosphere, you'd be healed because of the atmosphere. The prophet says when the people believed in atmosphere, it's like the angel came down with such an atmosphere and the people stepped into the healing. 25,000 people at a time. He says, let's get this little handful of people sitting here tonight, get in the perfect atmosphere and watch what takes place. There won't be one feeble one in our midst. Ah, friends. But like we've said before, whose responsibility is it? Every one of us. Every one of us has a responsibility for this atmosphere. Even just as a housewife to get up even to pray 5 minutes in the morning. To pray 10 minutes at lunchtime. To pray a little bit in the afternoon. To pray when you're ironing the shirts. To pray when you're doing the dishes. Say, please, Lord, won't you save my children at these meetings? Lord, won't you visit us and meet us in a different kind of a way? And as you're driving to work, you brothers, and you're praying, Lord, for these ministers that are coming, can't you anoint them with a special anointing? To come and wage warfare against this darkness in heavenly places. To drive it back. Now, Brother David, he sent me something today just about something else. And then I answered him back and he said, well, brother, he said, let's leave it to the Lord. He said, let's see what the Lord will do when these ministers come. And I said, that's the best way. I said, instead of us trying to sort this out, let God sort it out. Let God send gifted men who know nothing about situations and circumstances. And let's see God go to war in that realm against some of these things. And then what is required of us as believers is just to yield. It's when he starts dealing with us about certain things, especially people that come from other countries who don't know anything about us. When the word starts coming your way and starts knocking on your door and starts dealing with personal issues inside of you. Don't think, but oh, I think Brother Andrew told them. No, I don't tell anybody anything. Amen. You take it that God is trying to wage warfare in heavenly places. Amen. That there's some darkness that's come in your life. There's a division that's come between you and someone else. There's a suspicion or something that's been allowed to come in. And God, by His grace, wanting to reveal a greater portion of His glory, is sending gifted men, is anointing them to wage warfare exactly where the warfare needs to be waged. And all He wants us to do is put our hands up and say, oh Lord, have Thine own way, have Thine own way. Like I said, Brother Zalish, when he went there to Russia in the cold, those days of the Iron Curtain. And he says, and then that lady had a sister had a gift of prophecy. And she got up at the beginning of the meeting and said, thus saith the Lord, brother so-and-so, you didn't speak well with your wife. And the man threw his hands up in the air and says, God have mercy on me, and ran to the altar. That's the attitude we should have. Amen. Because it's the goodness of God, it's the grace of God trying to deal with darkness, trying to drive away the very things that keep us from the fullness of the glory of God. We should respond, friends, and the best way to put yourself in a condition to respond starts now. It starts in prayer. Start yielding yourself in prayer. Start submitting yourself to the Lord. And let's pray as we come to a time of prayer this evening. Say, Lord, please, deal with us faithfully, Lord. Wage warfare where you know the warfare needs to be waged. Strengthen us where we need to be strengthened. Encourage us where we need to be encouraged. But like Brother Max prayed the other day, but rebuke us where we need to be rebuked. Correct us where we need to be corrected. Because it's not us being corrected. It's that spirit that's got a grip inside of our life. And God's trying to show us, cast off this darkness. Why fellowship with these unfruitful deeds of darkness? These are the things that hold us back from His glory. These are the things that hold us back from that perfect milky white atmosphere that can become so strong that things can take place that you'll never believe. Friends, and that's what we're looking forward to by the grace of God. We know there's a struggle. There's going to be a fight. We know that we're going to have to opposition and this and that is going to take place. But let's have a perseverance and a determination, and let's seek His face. And let's start in prayer, even as we've been praying. Let's continue on in prayer and seeking His face to say, Lord, help us in these things. And attend the meetings. Be there as much as you possibly can. Friends, don't allow other things just to come in the way. If I'm not feeling well, what's the best thing? Come to the house of the Lord. That's the house of healing. Sometimes do those kind of a thing. Sometimes just push yourself a little bit and see what the Lord will do for you. So let's come to a time of prayer, saints, this evening. Let's bear this principle in mind, creating an atmosphere. Let's bear the principle, this principle in mind that there's going to be the Prince of Persia. There's going to be the Prince of Dublin. There's going to be the Prince of all these demon powers and principalities. And one thing they don't want is that atmosphere, that perfect atmosphere. But to a believer who's been born of the Spirit of God, your soul was born in that atmosphere. You know what that atmosphere is like, and you'll never be satisfied with anything less. So let's stand, saints. Let's sing one song, if you could ask the brother to come. And let's come to a time of prayer. And let's put these meetings before the Lord. Let's pray for the saints that aren't here. Let's pray for our brothers. Let's pray for our sisters. Let's seek God's blessing upon the ministers that shall minister, upon the arrangements for the meetings. And may the Lord's will be done. May He glorify His name.
Forsaken, take me.
Let's pray, Father, glorify thy name. And maybe he needs to deal with a few things before he can glorify his name. Hallelujah. Let's say, Father, not thy will, but my will be done. Let's yield ourselves to him. Let's follow him. Let's call upon his name in prayer.
Grant them grace, Lord, that these very things, Lord, they would see, Lord Savior, fulfilled over this period of time, Lord Sevekor. Oh, Father, we look unto thee, O God, trusting in thee, Lord Sevekor, for much preparation is needed, Lord Savior. But, Lord, Father, as we part, we continue on, Lord Savior. We ask of these things in that name above all names.
Let's bow our heads as Brother Max Jr. will close for us in a word of prayer.
Oh, dear Heavenly Father, tonight, Lord God, we thank you, Father, Lord God. Lord, we thank you once again for this grace, O Lord, for this privilege, O Lord, we had, Lord, to be in thine house, O Father, Lord God. We thank you, Father, Father, today, Lord God, you exposed the enemy once again, O Father, Lord God. Showing, Lord, what is hindering, Lord, Father, the blessing upon us, O Lord God. What is hindering, O Heavenly Father, Lord, the promise that you said, Lord, Father, through Joel, Lord God. O Lord, that early church, O Father, and you've spoken to us that we are going right back there, O Father, Lord God. Lord, we pray, O Father, tonight, O Lord God, the Lord, oh, those, Lord, Father, works of the enemy, Lord God, those shadows of darkness, O Father, how we pray in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. O Lord, Father, that you may open the heavens, O Lord God. The Lord, it may be broken, O Father, Lord God. That your blessings, O Father, may fall, Lord God, upon us, O Lord God. Lord, it's nine, O Father, we've come, O Heavenly Father, Lord God. We've consecrated of ourselves, O Lord God. We've come, O Heavenly Father, Lord, desiring, O Heavenly Father, Lord. Praying, O Father, towards, O Heavenly Father, that, O Heavenly Father, Lord God. You had ordained, O Father, from the foundation of the world, O Lord God. You know, O Heavenly Father, the ministers that were coming, O Father, Lord God. You know, Lord, what they will say, O Father, Lord God. We pray, O Father, you may prepare every heart, O Lord God. Those that be here, O Heavenly Father, those not be no here, O Father, Lord God. The Lord, Father, we may have, O Lord, those crowns, O Father, that are fertile, O Lord God. That as your word, O Father, may come, O Heavenly Father, Lord God. Lord, Father, they may dwell on them, O Lord God. Whether it be by rebuke, O Father, Lord God, by encouragement, O Father, Lord God, or by instruction, O Father, that we may take it, O Father, Lord God. Lord, Father, that you may mold us, O Father, Lord, into that image, O Father, that you want us to be, O Lord God. That may bring, Lord, your blessing, Lord, Father, down upon your church, O Father, Lord God. Now may take us, O Father, from this place, O Lord God, or to a higher ground, O Father, Lord God. For, Lord, we've been tired, O Father, of trembling, Lord God, on this, O Father, mountain, Lord God. Father, we want to come up higher, O Father, Lord God. We want to see the manifestation, Lord God, of the sons and daughters, O Lord God. For this is your promise unto your church, O Father, Lord God. And, Lord, if you've said it, O Lord God, we believe it, O Lord God. For your your prophet, you send the sage, O Father, Lord God, said if we only we can believe, O Lord God, Lord, all things, O Lord, are possible, Lord God. And tonight, O Father, we believe it, O Lord God. And we claim it from the hands of the enemy, Lord God. Lord, those years bound, O Father, Lord God. Those spirit of darkness, O Lord God, that you have brought upon your church, O Father, Lord God, that have hindered your blessings, O Lord God. Oh, this year, O Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, O Lord God. Oh, tonight, we claim them back, O Father, Lord God. Oh, tonight, O Father, we claim them, O Lord God. That you, Lord Father, Lord, may anoint your church, O Father, and your people, Lord Father. We pray for your grace, O Lord God. We thank you for your mercies, O Lord God. Lord, the Lord, Father, oh God, oh, whatever is hindering your children, oh Father, Lord God, oh, from Lord, Father, oh, coming together, Lord, oh, to worship you, Father, coming together, Lord God, oh, to serve you, Lord, we pray your grace, oh Lord God, that you may move it off our ways, oh Lord God, for our purpose on this land, oh Father, Lord God, was to serve you, Lord God, Lord, the very purpose why you created us, oh Lord God, Lord, was to worship you, oh Father, Lord God, but we've been entangled, oh Father, Lord God, with the things of this world, oh Lord God, but we pray that you may set us free, oh Lord God, the Lord may give you the time, Lord Father, that you deserve, oh Lord God, that we may give it a portion of our hearts, oh Lord God, that you need, oh Father, Lord God, not in part, oh Father, Lord God, but all, oh Father, Lord God, that you, Lord Father, oh my Lord, that may appreciate it, oh Lord God, that you may bless us, oh Father, Lord God, we come to your servants, Lord, into thine hands, oh Father, Lord God, you bless them, oh Lord God, continue to use them, oh Father, Lord, not your words, oh Lord God, but yours, oh Father, Lord God, that may take us back, oh Father, Lord God, that may change us, oh Father, Lord God, we pray your help, oh Father, for the servants coming, oh Lord God, use them mindfully, oh Father, Lord God, you know every need, oh Lord God, you know every secret, oh Lord God, you know every problem, oh Lord God, we pray that you may minister, Lord God, oh right unto it, oh Father, Lord God, the Lord, we may leave here with our hearts burning, oh Lord God, that we may come, oh Heavenly Father, Lord God, desiring to dwell here, oh Father, Lord God, as long as we come, oh Lord, Father, Lord God, to drink as much as we can, oh Father, Lord God, from this rock, oh Heavenly Father, Lord God, oh that we may not test no more, Lord God, that we may set us on fire, oh Lord God, that we may bring the revival, Lord, that we need, oh Lord God, oh to carry on, Lord God, the Lord may minister to me, the young young ones, oh Lord God, or even to the youth, oh Father, Lord God. The Lord, they may not be the same, oh Lord God. But Lord, Father, they may see the light, oh heavenly Father, Lord God. Oh, shining bright, oh Lord God. Let them attend to your hearts, oh Lord God. Even unto thee, oh Lord, for Lord, your salvation, oh Lord God, has already been performed, oh Lord God, Lord. But Lord, we just pray, oh Father, for your grace, oh Lord God. And we pray for your message, Lord, this night, oh Father, Lord God. We come in our brother Eli, Lord, into thine hands, oh Father, Lord God. Lord, you grant him your grace, oh Father, Lord God. Wherever he is, oh Lord, we pray for our brother Vegas, oh Lord God, who be not in our midst, oh Father, Lord God, even in Cork, oh Lord God. We come in into thine hands, oh Lord God, that you may bless him, oh Father, Lord, this day, Lord. That Father, you may keep him, oh Father, Lord God. The Lord, you may bring him even back home safely, oh Lord God. And you may bless his home, oh Father, Lord God, this our Lord. We pray, oh Heavenly Father, for our brother Greg, oh Father, Lord God. Lord, that you may minister your grace upon him, oh Lord God, and the wife, oh Lord God, Lord. That you may touch her, oh Heavenly Father, Lord God, even in this time, oh Lord, in her life, oh Lord God, Lord. Oh Father, we pray for our sister Bibi, Lord Father. Lord, you grant her your grace, oh Father, Lord God. And as the time approaches, oh Lord God, your hands may be there, Lord God, oh, to deliver her, oh Lord God. Lord, in this house, oh Lord God, we know there be barren wombs also, Father, Lord God. Lord, we pray your grace, oh Lord God, for in thy word, oh Lord, is none place, oh Lord God, oh, for them, oh Lord God. And we believe, oh Lord, to hold our word, oh Lord God, and to believe it, oh Lord God. And we pray the Lord, Father, even Lord God, oh, through this meetings, oh Lord God, Lord, oh, those shadows of her may be broken, oh Father, Lord God, the Lord, your blessing may fall upon, Lord God, oh, those wombs, oh Lord God, Lord, that they may be fruitful, oh Lord God, oh, to the glory of thy name, oh Lord, is our Lord God. Oh, Father, we ask these things, oh Lord God. You know what the name of our Lord God. You know every request, oh Lord God. Any need, oh Father, Lord God, Lord, that be in here, Lord. We pray that you may minister, Lord God, upon each and every one of them, oh Lord, this day, oh God, Lord. We believe, Lord, this utterance, oh Lord God, that we've ordered tonight, oh Lord God, has not come from this flesh, oh Lord God, Lord, but from that inner man, oh Lord, Father, Lord God, in which, oh Father, we believe that Holy Ghost, oh Father, dwell, oh Lord God, and a deeper heaven, oh Father, Lord God, have ministered to a deeper Lord in heaven, Lord God. But we believe, oh Lord, if we desire these things, oh Lord God, it's not by our will, oh Father, Lord God, but it's your will, oh Father, desiring to give them unto us, oh Lord God. And Lord, you've set us up, oh Lord God, Lord. Oh, the Lord, Father, ask them, oh Lord God. And tonight we've come, oh Lord God, Lord, with a humble heart, oh Lord God. We've come with a broken spirit, oh Father, Lord God, or with a contrite heart, oh Lord God, Lord. And we've laid them at your feet of mercy, oh Lord God, and of grace, oh Lord God. And we pray tonight, oh Father, Lord God, Lord, that you may bow your ears, oh Lord God, Lord, upon us your eyes, oh Lord, Father, Lord God. And Lord, you may pour, Lord God, your blessings upon your people, oh Father, Lord God. The Lord, we may come back, oh Heavenly Father, Lord God, and give you thanks, oh Lord, Father, Lord. That we may come back, oh Father, and say, Lord God, oh, your name, oh Lord, be glorified, oh Lord. That we may worship you, Lord, Father, in spirit, oh Lord God, and in truth, oh Father, Lord God, Lord. That we may serve you, Heavenly Father, Lord God. Grant us your grace, oh Lord, even as we part tonight, oh Lord. For we know the enemy, oh Heavenly Father, Lord God, have been kicked, oh Heavenly Father, Lord God. And we know, oh, he's not happy, oh Lord God, Lord. But we pray, oh Father, Lord God, Lord, whatever he sends over upon the road, oh Lord God, that we may send for the captain of the Lord host, oh Father, Lord God, oh, to pave the way for us, oh Lord God, that we may get home safely, oh Lord God, Lord. And Lord, for them, we wake up, oh Father, Lord God, and see a new morning, oh Father, Lord God, Lord. Oh, Lord, in prayer, oh Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you may lead us through the day, oh Father, Lord God, Lord. Oh, till we may meet again, oh Father, Lord God, with a heart, oh Father, surrendered unto thee, oh Lord God, with a heart, oh Heavenly Father, Lord God, ready to receive thy word, oh Lord God, Lord. Bless our music, oh Father, Lord God, strengthen us, oh Lord, we pray to you, Lord God, that you may inspire us, oh Heavenly Father, Lord God, oh, from above, oh Lord God, Lord, that right moment of fear, Lord Father, may be created, Lord God, for your presence to condense, and Lord Father, even in our midst this day, oh Lord, every item that will be sung, oh Lord God, Lord, you anointed, oh Father, Lord God, we just ask for your perfect will, Lord God, oh, to be done in our midst, oh Father, this, oh Lord God, we thank you, Father, Lord God, bless yourself, oh Lord, even this night, oh Lord God, restore over the virtue unto him, oh Lord God, Lord, bless him and his family, oh Lord God, oh Lord Father, you use him, oh Lord God, as the shepherd, oh Father, Lord God, Lord, and it be not a one lover to lead a flock, oh Lord God, but your spirit in him, oh Lord God, Lord, oh, leading this flock, oh Lord, of yours, oh Lord God, oh, to my rich, oh Father, Lord God, Lord, on a golden street and tread on them, oh Lord Father, keep us, oh Father, Lord God, that we may come, oh Lord, for any trial or temptation, oh Father, Lord God, that may come our way, Lord Father. We thank you for tonight, oh Lord, we bless your name, oh Father, you be with us now, oh Father, Lord, we ask in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Let's dismiss with that song, that chorus, faith in the Father, faith in the Son, faith in the Holy Ghost. God bless you, saints. Meet you on Saturday by the grace of God. Amen.
In the Father,
faith in the Son,
faith in the Holy
Ghost.
He will tremble and sinners away in Jehovah. Oh,
was just reminding me, thank you, brother, for that, about the offering for Sister Sheki for the funeral expenses. If anybody has something to give, please, we have the basket somewhere. Maybe you can just, after service, let's leave it in the basket. And I know some saints, Brother Greg and them, had pledged to give some on the weekend. So we'll let the rest of the saints know, collect anything further on the weekend as well, and then we'll give it to the sister on the weekend to help with the expenses for the funeral. So let's leave it in the basket as we go, and may God bless you for that. Thank you, saints.
In the Father,